Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Slurp at eight dudes.
Yeah. I like the fact that Lundholm pointed out that if you went to jail, if you spent time in jail, you're probably better prepared for this pandemic than a lot of other people.
Just passing time.
Yeah, you've picked up a few tools that way.
Yeah.
Because I was reading a piece the other day that said if you know you've had an extended hospital stay, some kind of traumatic injury, you know, where there is a quote-unquote new normal introduced into your life, you probably have better coping skills than people who have never gone through that.
That means you should have better coping skills than you actually do.
I kind of feel I do.
Okay.
Because
you're a homebody anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was forced to stay in a hospital bed for a couple of months.
We'll tell you what happened.
So I knew what it was like to have to lock down. I've heard the term new normal for 5 years now.
Right.
Or four. I forget.
And you've been bitching ever since about it. So imagine the rest of us now.
Yeah. Bitching or emoting.
Right.
Or sharing.
Well, bitching is an emotion.
Yeah.
Not mutually exclusive.
Mark Lundholm joined us there. Stream the audio, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Download the podcast, please. Patronize the advertisers. Friday, by the way, May 1st. Looking forward to another month of May.
I like to think I'm bitchy, but accepting. Because there's not a lot I can do about it.
No. Mr. Evans?
But there is something you could do about this situation, and stay home.
Yeah.
I know, that's probably not an option for a lot of people.
Well, people are working. There are people working.
But you can take it seriously.
Right. Well, stay home as much as you can.
Right. Yeah.
I tend to try to break things down in like necessary risk and unnecessary.
Right,
Coming here is a necessary risk every day.
Right.
Do what you have to. Don't do the stuff you don't need to.
It was on this date in 1992. Can we all get along?
Oh, my God. The actual beating down?
Nope. That's when he said.
The press conference.
Oh, the press
conference. This is the press conference where Rodney King, who had been beaten by cops,
said,
and then there were riots. More than 50 people died, 200 injured, 11,000 people arrested.
You imagine social
media. Rodney King came out and said,
God.
Can we all get along?
Man.
Yeah, social media would have been insane.
Oh, my God.
This would be right about the time that
the maggots would have been horrible. Don't move, we won't hit you.
That's right around the time you and I first met.
Exactly around the time.
I was interviewing for a job in central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it was.
When that
right
story came out.
Yeah, exactly right now. Yeah.
Love at first sight.
Yeah.
Didn't he end up drowning?
Yeah, in his own pool in the backyard. Yeah, it was a weird situation. He might have been drinking a little bit. I'm not sure. He had a rough life after.
No, I don't think it was love at first sight. I was Tyler's Mexican. I took his job.
No. I was working afternoons.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you should have been the morning guy.
No, that was already a done deal. That's been three months before that.
Yeah, they should have put you and I together to begin with.
Well, true. But
they figured it out in a few months.
Right.
And then we agreed that, listen, we could do this, but we can't get too successful.
And I'm grateful for that.
We got to keep it in check.
I, for one, am grateful.
Ooh, wow, yeah. So, accidental drowning there for Rodney, but the combination of alcohol, cocaine, marijuana, and PCP, plus a heart condition, led to it.
Yeah, the whole situation with him killed his life, man. There was just too much pressure on that dude the rest of his life.
So don't take PCP and swim?
Yeah. That's all you got out of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
The rest are fine?
PCP will do a number.
No, I think it's don't have a heart attack while you're swimming.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
Okay, well, that's...
Note to self.
That's hard to prevent sometimes.
Right. Just ask Skip.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Skip and Dodd.
And he wasn't even swimming.
Right. No, but he was hanging out in the water.
Trying to get his rocks off.
Yeah, oh. He basically had a heart attack while
Skip's
he was swimming.
Rocks
and
off. Could be another. Could be another.
And we don't know if he ever did. He may have.
Yeah. Oh, they would have to skim. They would have to skim the pool then.
Yeah, well, somebody can tell us that.
Well, Dot may have captured it.
Oh yeah, probably did capture it.
Yeah,
but she died too.
So. Wonder if their kids asked that question.
Jesus, did he? Did he have an?
Did
organ?
Dad bust one off? Or?
Did he at least get one off before they passed away?
Did he at least finish?
Yeah. That is horrible. We're bad people. These are people's parents, for God's sakes.
If she would have been on top, they'd probably both still be alive.
Probably.
Right.
Probably.
When you Google Rodney King's name.
At least her.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know that.
His title is American Construction Worker. That's what he comes up on at Google.
Well, Rodney King?
They can't say LAPD punching bag.
Right.
But that's what he's most famous for.
Well, yeah.
TMZ says some guy wanted to go talk to Eminem. And so in the at night, the guy somehow made his way through security.
At Eminem's house?
At Eminem's house.
Did he live outside Detroit somewhere?
And broke the back window and got in.
Whoa.
He was hanging out. Eminem heard this. You know, I think the alarms went off. And Eminem heard this. Yelled for security. Well, Eminem goes down there and sees the guy. The guy's sitting there. He says, hey, I just wanted to talk. Eminem says, no.
She'll be afraid the guy was there armed or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says no. There's two stories. He either called security or somehow subdued the guy himself, depending on which story you're going with.
Right.
And everybody's fine.
Got it.
But I can't imagine that.
Maybe you want an auction. You break in Eminem's house. We talked about earlier. Yeah. $800,000.
$15,000 for it. And he had to replace a window.
Yeah. Nothing stolen. The guy just wanted to talk to Eminem and broke in to do it.
He's also lucky to just get shot by somebody. Exactly. Especially security,
Yeah.
That guy's a lunatic. How do you think that guy, he's just going to sit down and have a conversation with you after that?
Right. Yeah, sure, dude. What do you want?
Well, that's what Stan would have done if he hadn't killed himself.
Yeah, that's true. Mm.
TikTok. Here's some more happy stuff.
Okay.
About Rodney King.
Well, none of this is really happy.
Yeah. Oh, died in 2012, bottom of the swimming pool. Died 28 years to the day after his father was found dead in a bathtub in 1984.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Was his dad on PCP too?
Didn't say.
Can anybody casually do PCP?
No, I don't
think
know,
you just do that and then hang out.
Ask Dr. Mina. Dr. Mina, can we casually do a PCP?
Just a social use.
I don't know what to.
We'll try it this weekend and let you know how it works out.
I'm sure there's any number of people who have done PCP without an incident.
Or I don't know.
Yeah, I think if you keep doing it, that's where you tend to get into trouble.
I think one time you could probably go a little nuts.
Yeah, but do you think do you think there's anybody out there who's just, it's like, that's just their weekend thing?
Right.
You know, every now and again, dabble in PCP.
They're a casual PCP user? Probably not.
I think that's one of those things you're either in or you're out.
He just goes crazy, man. Just a Friday. I'm a weekend PCP guy. I got to work Monday.
Got the party supplies.
Yeah.
Want some PCP? Oh, man, it's a Tuesday. I can't.
Exactly.
TikTok has now surpassed 2 billion downloads. Installed on 315 million machines.
That's my Friday night.
Angel dust.
That's my Friday night.
Yeah, probably best to do it on a Friday, and then you can recover on Saturday, and then be okay Sunday, and good for work on Monday.
What was the morning show? Blood
and tear gas.
Blood and tear gas.
Yeah, they could be weekend PCP guys. Tear gas gets out of control. I downloaded TikTok.
Yeah, my daughter does it. You know what?
I don't look at it.
Well, China's looking at
us.
Yeah, me too. China's looking at us, but they're on it all the time. Kids are on it, dancing.
It's on my phone.
It's
and
fun.
It's fun. I don't look at it very often.
Well, yeah, it's just not your age group.
It was installed on 315 million machines in the first quarter of this year. That's
right.
A record.
Right.
Most of the downloads came in India and China.
China. Yeah, it's a big kid thing, man. They're totally into that.
Well, I put it on my phone when we were talking to Howie Mandel, because I knew he was big on that.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we get a Transformers prequel.
You get one.
Good.
Not live action.
But I'll just...
animated.
Oh, really? All animated?
Yeah.
Okay.
They've been working on the script for years, apparently.
Oh, how they become Transformers?
I don't know.
You would think with today's technology, they'd still do with that live animation. That live stuff's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it's also pretty pricey.
I don't watch it, but it's pretty cool looking, right? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it looks neat, but it costs a whole hell of a lot to make.
But as far as making movie and TV right now, animation's probably the way to go.
Oh, you're right.
Those are the only projects that are really getting done.
You could do that remotely.
You're right. We're not going to see a lot of stuff.
Well, you got to wonder about that. Well, you may not have to wonder about this. Stacey Dash.
No, I didn't wonder about this at all. Fourth husband, right?
You're familiar with Stacey Dash.
She's from, Clueless.
Clueless?
Yeah. She is. Yeah,
she's Fox News.
Conservative. She's horrible, man.
She announced that she is separating from her fourth husband.
Yeah. She's a crazy bitch.
I imagine she got out there before he said he's separating from her.
Yeah. Fourth husband, what is she, 45?
They were married 10 days after they met in 2018.
She is 53.
Okay, all right. I guess that's about right. She's 53. Well, she was, you know, Clueless. They were older than their characters, obviously.
Right.
She
says,
Clueless
was 95.
Right.
She said, after much prayer, I feel this is the right path for both of us.
According to her Wikipedia page, sources differ on her actual birth date. It was either 66 or 67.
Didn't we have a call?
No one knows.
Didn't we have a call from a guy that lived in a condo right next to her in Florida, and she's a nut job? That was her.
Well, she was arrested for domestic battery in September.
Right. We had a guy, one of our listeners who lives in Florida, said, sister, brother, somebody lived right near Stacey Dash, and she was a nut job.
Well, you can be when you're that hot.
Yeah. Oh, she's definitely as hot until she talks.
Right.
You know, she was a brutally conservative C-bomb on Fox, you know. Sorry if that's what you are.
But I don't think she
right now
went conservative till 2010.
I don't even know. Well, nobody really paid attention to her, you know.
Yeah. If you'd been divorced 3 times, do you think you might wait more than 10 days before marrying some, like, your fourth husband?
You think so.
Well, or you figure you've got it right now.
No, this is the one.
You've screwed up 3 of them. You've learned all the lessons there are to learn. You can't help but get it right the fourth time.
Yeah,
or maybe it was PCP. Yeah.
Okay, here's her, according to Wikipedia, and again, it varies. First husband, married in 99, divorced, it says mid-2000s, so that maybe lasted 6-7 years.
I don't know, because look when the next marriage started.
Oh, 05 to 06, so she lasted a year with husband number 2. Husband number 3, 2007 or 2009 to 2011, so 4 to 2 years. And then this guy, 10 days.
He walked in.
She doesn't have a very good track record.
No. They got married after knowing each other 10 days. They were married for about a year. So.
Okay.
Stacey, you home?
Well, you know what they say about them crazy bitches, man.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right.
Run away.
Mm-hmm. She's good looking. She was hot and clueless, that's for sure. Man.
And she's even hot
she
naked.
Where's she naked, Craig?
On my computer screen.
When's she been naked? What's it for?
I don't know.
Didn't she do Playboy or something?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Playboy.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw her in it. Yeah, I saw her. I watched one of those movies that didn't make the... remember David Caruso, the redheaded guy? I like that guy. Actually.
Sure.
Yeah, he was in a... He plays a gangster in a movie...
Oh, NYPD Blue.
Yeah.
One of the CSIs. Yeah,
he did some movies. Miami. He did some movies when he left NYPD Blue. But there's a movie. Stacey Dash is his sidekick in this movie, and she's a runaway, and she's really hot in it.
2008 Phantom Punch.
David Caruso.
Ving Rhames, Stacey Dash, David Caruso. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the one.
Well, she could be married again by the end of the month.
Exactly.
An Indiana Tyson food plant is reporting almost 900 cases of the coronavirus.
Great.
890 of its 2,200 workers tested positive.
Well, we need our chicken.
Yikes.
And, of course, the meat processing facilities have been ordered to stay open.
Yep. That's important. But you know what's not?
And so people just aren't. They're saying no.
Like personal
tents,
protective gear.
Tents, National Guards, and massive testing is not.
Yeah, and ventilators.
Right.
Don't need to make those.
No, you just need to say that stuff's going to be around.
Oh, yeah.
It's not important.
Most
that
tests
is.
In the world.
Oh.
No.
Right.
No.
And we need the Maplewood bacon.
Right.
The Office of Director of National Intelligence.
What's he?
National.
Morons, a lot of them.
The Office of Director of National Intelligence said in a statement, COVID-19 is not a man-made or genetically modified coronavirus.
And what did the orange guy say?
It might be.
I saw him yesterday. I saw him yesterday basically say, it is. I got some information.
Yeah, I got information.
I got information.
Yeah. People are saying.
With the modern-day argument of, I don't believe it.
Yeah, the Office of... Director of National Intelligence says no. And then someone else says, I'm hearing things.
He said more than that. They asked him directly out in the Rose Garden yesterday, and he basically said, or was inside, I think it was. He basically said, no, yeah, it was. I know something. Yeah,
the question was something about have you seen any evidence that says China is behind this? And he says, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, I have.
Heard it from Kim Jong-un.
Yep, then he went into the next question, please. Yeah.
That's got to be so disheartening. Those people do the work to find out what's going on, and he's just like,
and it just undermines you like that.
Mm-hmm.
Both the Senate Intel Committee, Republicans and Democrats, released that the Russia tried to interfere in on behalf of Trump. They wanted Trump to win.
Mm-hmm.
They announced that. Both sides said it was that happened. He just said, nah. It didn't happen.
I don't believe it.
I love the poorly educated.
Well, you got a bunch of them there, bud. You got a bunch of them.
They're storming state houses.
Right, yeah.
How does that work? You can't take a gun into court.
I don't get that either. Because we're crazy, man. Because we're gun crazy.
Well, apparently they passed a law in Michigan where it's okay. A lot of other places you can't bring weapons into the state capitol. But in Michigan, yes, you can.
Well, you can't hear that dude did that.
You can't hear it, too. Yeah,
that, wearing the helmet.
Oh, back,
yeah.
That dumbass. All right.
Grab your guns and your triple X body armor.
Yep.
And head on down to
Let's
the state
capitol.
Don't forget the PCP.
All right, Craig, pick us up. Take us to the weekend.
All right.
You probably don't have much, do you?
In Sweden. How do you stop people from gathering in Sweden or anywhere, I guess?
Tear gas.
Yeah.
Blood and tear gas.
Yeah, blood and tear gas.
Broadcasting live.
This is what they did in Sweden. They dumped more than a ton of chicken poop.
Oh.
I was going to say, something stinky.
Yeah, over an entire park.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, man.
The goal is to stop people from gathering for a popular holiday over there.
What if you live in a house across from the park?
They're pissed. Oh, this sucks. The neighbors are pissed.
I was going to say. Hey, I'm not going to the park. I just live here. Dumb.
The neighbors are pissed. Officials say, if it works, it's worth it. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, because Sweden tried the no lockdown thing and said, just go about your business, and it didn't work out so well for them. Now they're getting hit.
How's that Parkview apartment now?
Mark Lundholm joined us. Check it out on the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
He's got a YouTube channel, MarkLundholm.com, as his internet show.
Just Google him. All the information is there somewhere.
And the Recovery 101 product. Did we ever figure out what that was?
It didn't sound like a drug. It sounded like some sort of program, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't fentanyl, which we were looking for.
No, we were looking for methadone.
Whatever.
We wanted an actual physical product.
Whatever.
Apparently, this is more of a service than a product.
Whatever. Nick, got a gig this weekend?
That's unfortunate.
You got a gig this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't tell it. Don't fuck it. It'd be too crowded.
Yeah.
Do we have anybody online for next week?
We do.
We have Doc Ed on Monday.
Excellent.
We got Dan Cummins on Tuesday, and I believe our buddy Ben Roy is going to be checking in.
And then we'll work with some other people, too. Please have a safe weekend. Enjoy what's out there. You know, it'll get better.
I can't guarantee that.
I'm sorry.
You didn't even say it with a straight face.
I know. I tried not to. Watch the PCP.
All right. Talk to you about
that. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.